The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Chelsea gold medal winner Diarmaid Gavan, garden designer extraordinaire. Diarmaid, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You've got a contemporary offering today in your garden stories.
Yeah.
And this one takes us to the heart of Italian design, Milan.
Yes, the heart of Italian design, but also the heart of Italian pollution industry, a very busy city of, I think, about 3 million people. So they have a real problem there. Not enough green spaces, huge amount of pollution. Milan, they always sold it for its own residents on the basis that you're an hour from the coast, you're an hour from the mountains. So do your work in the city during the week and escape at the weekend.
So you choke on the pollution during the week, but then you cleanse your lungs at the weekend.
Absolutely. And then they decided that they really had to get serious about this with the idea of urban pollution and the knowledge that not everybody had access to green spaces. Not everybody could travel. And as usual, it'll be the most dispossessed who can. So they had a policy of creating 20 new parks, of planting one tree for every member of the population. So 3 million trees. And as part of this emerged this guy, Stefano Bollorari, who developed an idea of the Bosco Verticale. And this is a really extraordinary initiative, experiment in a way. So he
Bosco being forest and vertical being vertical.
Exactly. Yeah. So vertical forest. So he designed two towers. One was 111 metres high. The other was 76 metres high. And his idea is that from the start, he would design these apartment blocks, which would contain 400 apartments in total, to accommodate trees, shrubs, herbaceous perennials and all sorts of other planting. But he wanted to see, could he build a vertical forest? He knew it was going to be expensive. He travelled to many cities around the world, many cities in Africa, to understand the effect that plants do have on an urban environment. He caught the attention of the government and they invested. So public-private
partnership. Now, it's built of, you know, concrete and brick and all that. Yep. That's the bit that you hardly see in the finished product.
Yes.
But it's fundamentally very sound.
It's fundamentally very sound. So they worked with engineers. They worked with people on stabilising the building. They had lots of challenges that they knew they'd have to overcome because this couldn't just be a showpiece. It couldn't be a kind of Trump Tower. It couldn't be a Starkitect's offer. Yeah. It had to... he really believed in the environmental possibilities here, so it had to be done properly. So they built out these cantilevered balconies. They jutted out about 2.7 metres. Within them, they created these waterproof casing. They included in the building a filtration system, so all the grey water from your shower, from your washing up, could be brought to a reservoir and recirculated and filtered and whatever they
built. So these balconies, I mean, can people sit on part of the balcony? Are there open places that they can sit? Because a lot of the balcony is taken up with planters.
A lot of the balcony is, but there's plenty of space for people. So it was conceived in 2007. It was opened in 2014. So we're 10 years down the line. And in general, it's worked. It's worked very well. Plenty of places for people to sit. It's reduced the heat effect on the building substantially. It's become a really luxury development. So that's one of these things with gentrification. A lot of people would be priced out of affording an apartment there. Mind you, I did the sums today and it would be 20% more to rent an apartment in this development, 20% more than luxury apartments in Dublin. About 4,500 a month at the last September.
Now, these aren't little rose bushes now that they have planted in the planters. These are trees, serious trees.
It's the selection comprises of both evergreen and deciduous trees. The deciduous ones include beech, yellow acacia, oak maple and ash trees. So about 700 big trees, but then thousands of other plants. 5,000
shrubs. In the winter, the deciduous ones lose their leaves, so therefore it allows more light to come in.
Yeah.
Whereas in the summer, with the hot summers in Italy, you've got full foliage.
Amazing cover, amazing shade, less heat absorption. So a lot of the issues come at nighttime with buildings absorbing heat during the day and releasing them at night. So a lot of that problem is alleviated through this. People love living there. That's the first thing. There are some complaints, and one of the complaints is the amount of insects, which must be an amazing indication of the success of this this building. It's so successful that soon after it was opened, he had interest from governments in different places. In Mexico, a whole town has been built using this, but in China, whole cities are being built using this principle. It is an expensive thing to do. It has its own environmental concerns because if you're creating big cantilevered balconies like this, you're going to be using more concrete. Mm-hmm. But it is somebody who's taking account of the fact that built-up cities like Milan, where there is very little room for parks on the ground, this may be a possibility for the future. Very important, he thinks, that you plan it at the very start. So retrofitting one of these isn't going to work.
Now, what about plant maintenance?
There's a dedicated team, so the costs therefore go up. There's a dedicated team of mountaineers, I suppose, who go up with their hard hats, in cradles, with their climbing equipment. There have been some trees that haven't survived, so it's been a process of learning. But overall, I think at this stage, it's judged a success.
Now, the question, these planters on the balconies are of a certain size. Trees becoming pot-bound or maybe being bonsaied by being confined?
Yeah, well, the tree experts will know how to deal with that. The containers that they're put into before they're planted can be taken out. It's a lightweight compost that has been used. And if managed well, it's very good that they're being bonsaied now. Not bonsaied as in terms of the
tiny, but being limited in their growth.
Exactly, they'll be limited, but that works. That will really work.
And of course, if the tree is becoming too big, presumably they can just haul it out, plant it out somewhere and replace it with a new version.
Exactly. Or they can root prune and they can shoot prune so they can make it appropriate to where it's been grown. So as an experiment, it's really good. It's good to know that his heart is in the right place. They've done all the studies and this is the place that it's going to set the standard. And it's become a massive symbol of Milan now and a big tourist attraction.
Now, you're going to make yourself available for more discussion on this?
So every time we do Garden Stories, I put the images and the videos on my Instagram. But at 7 o'clock this evening, for an hour, I'll go online and I'll tell the story of the Bosco Verticale and I'll answer people's questions.
Very good. Il Bosco Verticale tonight, 7 o'clock.
That's it.
Great stuff. Dermot Gavin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.